174 TDs, the largest all ever. 66 new faces. But some things stay the same. Facing the Taoiseach, leading the opposition, will be Sinn Féin TD Mary Lou MacDonald, a role she's now occupied for 7 years. Her party will put her name forward for Taoiseach, a move that excludes her from speaking time this morning, much to the party's annoyance. A row too expected over opposition speaking rights for the technical group, which includes the four government supporting TDs, and annoyance over another break until February the 5th. Piers Doherty is Sinn Féin spokesman on finance. Piers Doherty, good morning to you. Your party leader had a conversation with the Cean Comhairle last evening. It's been described as a very direct conversation. But there's not any change, is there, to the order of business and this speaking time for your party leader, not to mention this temporary arrangement on the technical group opposition speaking time?
Well, look, there's a number of issues there, and I think probably what the issues show is the direction of travel of this government. I think it's an arrogant approach by them. I think it's very petty what they've done in relation to denying Mary Lou MacDonald the right to speak in the Dáil during the nomination of Taoiseach if she's nominated herself.
Will she be nominated?
Just
to clarify.
She will be, and therefore the order, we're told, that came from Micheál Martin and Simon Harris excludes her from speaking. This is unprecedented. Nominees for Taoiseach always had the right to actually speak during this section. And the only reason that this has happened is actually to exclude Mary Lou. It's petty. It's vindictive. Like, why are Micheál Martin and Simon Harris actually sitting together and saying, you know, how do we stop Mary Lou from speaking? And why are they going to this effort? There are enough problems within the state instead of trying to curtail the speaking time of the opposition.
There's another simple solution, though, isn't there? I mean, you're going to nominate Mary Lou MacDonald, but it's performative, isn't it? You know, you don't have the numbers. She's not going to be elected, Taoiseach. You're doing it just for the performative aspect of this. You needn't do it.
Well, that's what Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would want us to do. They'd want us just to stay home and not hold this government to account.
What's the point in nominating her?
Because we are a party of opposition, we will fight this government tooth and nail on all issues, whether it's housing, health, cost of living. We've seen the programme for government. We know that hundreds of thousands of people are going to be abandoned. And the largest number of Sinn Féin TDs that we've ever had now in over 100 years are going to take this government on every single step of the way.
And how does nominating Mary Lou MacDonald
because we are showing people
shine a light on all of those issues? Who did I speak to earlier at the start of the programme? Gary Gannon. They're not supporting Mary Lou's nomination for Taoiseach. How many of the opposition...
How they shine a light on those issues is during our contributions, we will show why this government is not in the interests of ordinary people, why Sinn Féin and the policies that we have in relation to cost of living, health and housing are in the interests of these people. And this is an opportunity, as I said, that was afforded to every other nominee for Taoiseach. And anybody who's concerned about democracy should be concerned about these issues, because it isn't just isolated. We now also have the stitch-up where government supporting TDs are being afforded opposition time. It is absolutely a sham and a farce what
it's
is happening.
It's a temporary arrangement.
First of all, it shouldn't be a temporary arrangement. They're government supporting TDs. Micheál Martin himself has said they're government supporting TDs. Michael Lowry, who is the kingmaker in all of this, said he's supporting government through thick and thin. We understand and we recognise that Michael Lowry was the person who nominated and suggested Verona Murphy to be in the position of Cean Comhairle. But now she has a very big decision to make, because standing orders are very clear. You cannot be in a group in government, supporting government at the same time. It simply cannot happen.
And that's strong talk, but how far are you and Sinn Féin and the other opposition parties and representatives prepared to go on this?
Well, look, we've sought our legal advice. Our legal advice is robust. It's very clear. It cannot happen. We've given that to our submission to Verona Murphy. It's a joint submission from all of the opposition. And we expect Verona Murphy to act independently and to act according to standing orders and declare that the four members who negotiated and signed up to the programme for government, who are going to support this government through good days and bad days, as Michael Lowry said, are not entitled to be members of the opposition group and therefore eat into our time and resources.
Okay, but so I asked you, the question being how far you're prepared to go. And
say
you're just going to huff and puff today and then it'll all fade away and you'll move on with the business of opposition to government.
No, well, the first thing we're saying very clearly is we expect Verona Murphy to call this right. We expect her to act independently and to call this right. If she doesn't call this right, we will look at every single opportunity to pursue this issue. This cannot go ahead. This cannot be allowed to happen. It is a farce and it is a sham. It has never happened before. You can talk about...
So will you eat into valuable opposition speaking time to continue to pursue this issue instead of pursuing the issues of concern that Sinn Féin has told us are of concern for the last 10 years, housing, homelessness, health and so on. Are you going to be pursuing speaking rights?
Of course we're going to pursue speaking rights for all of the people who are elected in opposition. Because what government and what Michael Lowry's team is trying to do is to eat into, let me finish, is to eat into our speaking rights, not just over today, but over the next 5 years, to try and occupy government and opposition at the same time. It's never happened before where they would be recognised as a group. It can't happen now. And it is about defending the right of people who've been elected in opposition to this government to hold this government to account, to take them on, to show the alternatives and to do that. And Michael Lowry is not one of them.
All right, a couple of very quick questions. A reshuffle expected in Sinn Féin, when will that happen?
It'll happen very quickly after the government's for.
Do you expect to change out of being spokesman, opposition spokesman and finance?
I'll have that conversation with Mary Lou, but I'm comfortable in the position that I'm in, and we'll have.
You'd like to stay in it, would you?
Look, we've discussed whether a switch would be appropriate, but we'll have these discussions before we have the.
And I said at the outset, you know, Mary Lou MacDonald, 7 years now, occupying that opposition bench, facing the Taoiseach. Will we see a change of style or substance in how Mary Lou MacDonald and Sinn Féin approaches opposition?
I think what you're going to see, not just from Mary Lou, but from the whole team, and remember, we're coming back to the stall with 10 new TDs, 10 new faces there. We met yesterday. There's a huge energy. We see that we have a government, a programme for government that basically is, shows nothing new, no energy, no new focus. So there are, as I said earlier on, there are hundreds of thousands of people who are going to be abandoned. The people who are going to see their petrol and diesel prices increase. The people who are going to see their home heating oil increase in May as a result of this government. The people who have got children with special needs, or those who are in hospital beds today.
All the issues. Got to leave it there for now.
Thank you.
Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.